I work with a company called Reliance One. It's a minority-owned staffing and recruiting firm based out of Michigan, and last year we opened a new office in the Chicago area. I ended up moving out here last year, and I was targeting a few large broadcasting companies in the downtown Chicago area. Wasn't getting much traction. At that time, about a month later, I knew I needed to get creative, and I think the biggest struggle that I was having was not getting key decision makers to pick up the phone or to respond to email or messaging. So I remember one of my former colleagues who worked out here with me at the time mentioned he had a family friend that was living in California, very high up in the marketing and sales industry. My former colleague ended up giving him a call. I sat in on the call and wanted to see what kind of connections he might have in the Chicago area. Just so happened that he used to work with the current president of a broadcast company. His name's Larry, and it was one of the companies I just so happened to be targeting at the time. Although they worked together a very long time ago, he gave us some pretty good insight on what this guy was all about. He mentioned that this guy used to be a diver at the University of Wisconsin way back in the day, and he was big into sports. We knew at this time we could seed him with something that would be of his interest. I thought about some ways to come up with something that would really catch his eye, and I really couldn't think of anything at the time. But I remembered one of my best friend's cousins works in the athletic department at the University of Wisconsin currently. I know his cousin pretty well, so I gave him a call to see if he could find anything in the archives. And there it was, an old diving photo of the president, Larry. It was the original copy. He mailed me the picture. I'm not sure if he was supposed to take the picture, but he did. He mailed it to me. Once I received the picture, put it into a nice frame, wrote Larry a handwritten letter about being competitive, being out competition, all tying it into what we do at Reliance One. Just about 2 weeks went by, and there it was, a call from the president himself. Gave about 3 minutes of his time, but definitely knew that it worked. He mentioned that I need to reach out to the vice president of human resources to set a follow-up meeting. About a week went by, and she hadn't responded, and I received an email from Larry asking if the meeting was set. Once I responded with no, it was no more than about 5 minutes later I received a call from her. The meeting was then set for about a week later, and it wasn't too much longer before I met another vice president and key decision maker of the company. And this company is publicly traded, 13,000 employees, with a revenue of over $4 billion.
Yeah, well, Gannett was...
When I ended up meeting with the vice president of HR, she knew about it.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I brought it up, and she's like, so how close are you and Larry? And I just told her the story a little bit, and she was, you know, just laughing. She thought we were, like, really close, which is funny. But it just goes to show, someone that high up, I mean... You're not going to get a response or an answer from HR in my company. So they don't usually will answer to recruiters, but yeah, it worked. So that was good.